You might recall back in April of 2021, we spoke to director Roslyn Odes about a creative project called Nightline that she's developed, which is based on recording audio by night owls, shift workers and insomniacs. Unfortunately, a little thing called COVID got in the way after that interview, but now 5 years later, Nightline is finally happening in Melbourne. In the meantime, it's done shows in Sydney, Perth and Toronto, but Nightline will be coming to the Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne in August, and I'm very pleased to say that we welcome back Roslyn Odes now, hoping that it's not our interviews which caused the bad luck for the project, Roslyn.
I know. Good morning.
It's great. It's great to have you back on the morning radio. Tell us about Nightline. It's a voicemail service that's only available between midnight to 6 a.m. Why did you create it, Roslyn?
Well, I am a real night owl and I'm often awake at night and I'm just very curious about who else is awake. I live in the city in Melbourne, or quite close, and I often see, you know, a few lights on at night in other buildings, and I'm like, who are those shift workers? And there's so many unusual shift working jobs, and also, you know, there's a lot of insomniacs up thinking about all sorts of things. And yeah, every time I mount the show, I like to get a fresh batch from around Australia of, you know, what are the people of the night doing and thinking. So yeah, essentially we have this old-fashioned answering machine that people call between midnight and 6 a.m. and leave voice messages that become content for this audio work.
Yeah, so tell us about the audio work. If you buy a ticket to Malthouse Theatre, what's the physical experience of listening to these messages like?
Oh, well, it's quite intimate and mysterious. A concierge meets you at a back door, a secret back door, and you're led into this kind of David Lynchian style club full of tables for one.
Well,
and each
good.
Little table's got a little lamp on it and an old telephone, dial-up telephone, and also a switchboard like operators would have once used built into the table as well. So each audience member gets to sit down and kind of almost curate their own listening experience, and what they're hearing on the different lines is these real-life documentary voice messages that have been left by the people of the night.
That does sound very cool. Why the old-fashioned telephone handset?
Well, I just think they were designed for listening, and the work is about connection. And yeah, there's just something about those phones, unlike this flat one I've got on my face right now.
Yeah. No, I can picture the old-fashioned one picking it up and
which were really about listening. And I was interested, I was in Telstra the other day and the young man there said to me that the most common request they get now is people, young people asking to have voice message taken off their phone. Whereas I really love the human voice on the phone line and I want to encourage all those young people to not take it off.
Fair enough.
I think it's a beautiful thing just being able to listen to the lone voice on the line.
And so the messages that are on the menu at the Malthouse, are they Melbourne specific or are they a collection of messages from all the different places that you've done Nightline over the years?
Yeah, so I've collected over 1,000 messages from around Australia and in Canada as well. But each time I do it, I want to get that fresh batch. So I am inviting night owls, anyone who's awake between midnight and 6 a.m. for whatever reason, I would love them to call in and leave a voice message. So everyone is welcome.
Can you tell us the number, Roslyn?
Absolutely. It's 0456 151 783, and we also have a website, nightlineproject.info, if you want to, you know, read more about how your message is being used.
Well, let's have a listen to an example of one of the messages that's being received by Nightline.
Message received at 1:08 a.m.
Tomorrow my marks come out and I'm terrified. My stomach is in absolute knots. My brain just keeps going back to this idea of what if I don't get what I need?
Oh, stressful call. It must be stressful waking
HSC,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Student
before
the Sydney Festival season, I think.
That's right. So so you listen to these messages when they come in. It must be an incredible sort of experience listening to them back to back, dipping into all the different mindsets of people who've been moved to leave a message for you.
Oh, it's so exciting. I wake up every morning and check what's on the line. It's like being a fisherwoman pulling in the nets and going, ooh. And it can be so diverse from, you know, someone who's had a really great night spotting owls to someone, a woman who called one night when her mother had died to thank the nurses. So people have been so generous. It's a real honour, actually.
Mm, mm. And I mentioned that you've done the show in lots of places, including Toronto. Do you notice like a local flavour or theme to the messages, or do you get the sense that night owls and insomniacs everywhere are one part, you know, sort of a common community no matter where they're found?
Well, I need to correct you on that. It was actually Quebec City that we did the work, and it was in Quebecois. So I can't tell you what they were saying.
Oh, you're right.
Documentary artists there. But I did notice the audience laughed a lot more. So they were clearly, I don't know if there were lots of prank calls or people telling funny stories. I think everywhere, I couldn't pull a theme. But what is interesting, what patterns do happen is the time is happening. Like at the moment, I've had people call and say they're worried about, you know, going out at night because of violence on the street in Melbourne or someone who's facing eviction. I think there's more themes of this period of time. Or, you know, that young woman in the lead up to the Sydney Festival that we just heard, where it was obviously HSC time, so maybe there's more students.
Yes.
And during COVID, the cancelled season, I even had like a scientist from a lab who was holding COVID in a test tube in your hand talking about it. So it's very much, which is why, you know, I need to get this fresh batch, because the Melbourne season that was sadly cancelled was full of COVID messages.
Yeah, right.
So no one wants to hear now.
So needing new Nightline messages, the number is 0456 151 783. And Roslyn Oates, it's been great speaking with you in the morning about Nightline once again.
You too. Thank you, Julian.
Thanks very much, Rosalind. And Nightline is coming to the Malthouse Theatre in August.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.